Ultimately, he came to the favorite garden of Ravana. It was called the Ashoka Grove. And there under a tree, he saw the most beautiful, illustrious of all living beings, the most wonderful princess, Sita. She had one golden cloth around her body. She was emaciated from not eating. Tears were flowing from her eyes like the morning dew falling from a lotus petal. And all the while, with a faltering voice, she was chanting the holy names of Ram. She cried out, "But Ram, still I have faith that you will save me. But where are you? Where are you?" Hanuman was hiding in a tree. And all of a sudden, he heard noise, and there was Ravana. Sita was surrounded by all Rakshasis. And then Ravana came in a whole procession with many of his queens and many of his consorts and guards. They were holding solid gold torches. And they approached Sita Devi. And Ravana began to speak. He said, "I have given you 12 months. He said, "I have made a vow. I will not force you to become my bride. But why don't you become my bride? You surrender to me." She said, "I can never do that. I am the beloved bride of Ram and only Ram. But Ram is living in the forest, in the jungles. What can he give you? I can make you the queen of all of Lanka, the most opulent place in the entire creation. I will have all my other queens as your maid servants. You can enjoy the finest foods, the freshest garlands, the most beautiful sandalwood pulp upon your body. You can enjoy all my riches, all my wealth, and who is more affluent, who is more powerful, who is greater than I? And if you do not surrender to me, you have 2 months left. I have given you a year. 10 months have gone by. If you do not become my bride within 2 months, I will cut you to pieces and eat you. I will eat your flesh and drink your blood." Sita said, "When Ram comes, he will destroy you." Ravana, he remarked that no one can destroy me. I have defeated even Indra. And he became so angry that he took his fist and was about to strike Sita. When Mandodari, the principal queen of Ravana, grabbed his hand and said, "No, Ravana, she's a woman. And besides that, she's such a pale complexion. You have me. Who is more beautiful than I? Let us go and enjoy." So then he told the Rakshasi women, "You torture her until she submits to my will." And Ravana left. And the Rakshasi women were tormenting poor Sita Devi. She was crying out in Ram's name in such desperation. She decided she could not live without him. She took the cord that was binding her hair and she put it around her neck and was about to strangle herself.
At that time, Sri Hanumanji began to extol the glories of Sri Ramchandra. This brought great life to Sita. She was wondering, where is the sound coming from? Then Hanumanji came down before her and offered his obeisances. Immediately upon seeing Hanumanji, Sita said, "You are Ravana! Just as you disguised yourself as a sannyasi renunciate to deceive me, now you have come in the form of a monkey to deceive me. Get out. I am Ram's chaste wife. I will never succumb to your wicked ways."
And Hanuman again began to explain the glories of Ram, and she became a little pacified. And she said, if you are actually the messenger of Ram, you tell me certain things about Ram that no one else knows. And then he began to explain the beautiful, beautiful complexion and bodily attributes of Ram and Lakshman. And he said it with such love that Sita's heart was melting. And then Hanuman said that Ram has given me this ring to give to you to prove that I am truly his messenger. And when Sita took that ring, she looked at it just as she was seeing Ram himself, and she pressed it to her heart and began to cry. And she looked at Hanuman and said, oh Hanumanji, please bring Ram here. He said, Ram will come here very soon, and he will kill this Ravana and destroy all these Rakshasas, and he will again reunite with you. In fact, if you want, I can bring you to Ram on this very moment. You just get on my back. In one leap, I'll have you with Ram. She said, I'd very much like to do that. But I am a chaste woman, and I cannot be touched by another man. Therefore, I cannot have you take me to Ram. And besides that, I think that it is Ram's desire that he wants to come here and destroy all these Rakshasas himself. And she took the jewel from her own head and she gave it to Hanumanji and said, when you return to Ram, please give him this, the gesture of my love, and beg him, please, if he takes much longer, I will not be able to survive. And Hanuman made his promise at Sita Devi, very soon you will again be in the loving embrace of your beloved Lord, Sri Ramchandra. So he fulfilled his mission. But a real servant will never end his service when he fulfills his specific responsibility. A devotee always wants to do something more. So he was thinking, this Ashoka Grove is the favorite garden of Ravana. Let me test the military strength of Ravana so I can inform Ram and Sugriva. So he started tearing apart all the trees, uprooting them and breaking them. And there was a beautiful, beautiful citadel, mansion building, which was like the emblem of Sri Lanka. He destroyed it. He started ripping it apart and punching it and powdering it. The news came to Ravana that there's a monkey just causing havoc. Ravana sent 80,000 soldiers. In a matter of minutes, Hanuman killed them all. Then Ravana sent the sons, five of the sons, powerful sons of his leading ministers. Hanumanji killed them all. Then he sent some of his major generals of his army. Hanuman killed them all. Ravana then sent his own son, Akshaya Kumar. It was a good fight, but Hanuman killed him. Ravana then sent his eldest son, Indrajit. It was a good battle. But Hanuman was thinking, I want to be defeated by him because I want to meet Ravana face to face. So Indrajit sent a particular astra that was given to him by the gods, and it formed like a rope and captured Hanumanji. Hanuman was very happy. He could have got out of it, but he didn't want to. He wanted to have a good talk with this Ravana. So they brought him before Ravana. Ravana blasphemed him. Who are you? What nonsense you have done. You deserve to die. Hanumanji said, I am the messenger of Ramchandra. And he's coming, and he's going to kill you. If you have any intelligence at all, give Sita back. Otherwise, the abode of Yamaraj is waiting for you. That's a big insult to Ravana. And Ravana is not a person who could control his senses. He just flew off in anger, kill him, kill him. Vibhishan said, you cannot kill him. According to Kshatriya conduct, he's the envoy of the enemy. You must respect him. You can punish him, but you cannot kill him. Ravana said, we must cause more pain to him than death without killing him. He's a monkey, a low-class monkey. And the pride of a monkey is the tail. Light his tail on fire. Therefore, wherever he goes for the rest of his life, he will be humiliated. So they took his tail, and they wrapped it with cloth, and dipped it in oil, and set it on fire. Then Ravana said, just to humiliate this rascal monkey with his burning tail, just drag him through the streets of Sri Lanka and let everyone laugh at him. So Hanumanji was thinking, very good. I want to see exactly how the city is constructed. I want to see as much details about the Sri Lanka so I can report to Sugriva and Ramchandra. So he was taking notes in his heart of everything he was seeing. Meanwhile, some of the ladies informed Sita that Hanuman's tail is set on fire and he's being dragged through the streets of Lanka. Sita had such love for her son, Hanumanji, her devotee. She prayed with her heart of hearts to Agnidev that if I have been a chaste and pure wife to my beloved husband and consort, Ramchandra, if I have followed principles of chastity and purity throughout my life, if I have properly pleased Lord Hari by my worship and service, then please grant me this benediction. That the fire on Hanuman's tail will not burn him, but rather that fire will feel refreshingly cool. As Hanuman's tail was burning, it wasn't just a little fire. He has a big tail. That fire was blazing all around him in all directions. And yet Hanuman was feeling like nice ice being rubbed against his tail. So he understood this could only be possible because Sita is praying for me. So in his heart of hearts, he was feeling the mercy of Mother Sita. So he was in ecstasy. After he finished his tour of Sri Lanka, he decided, now I'm going to do some real service for Lord Rama. He broke out of the ropes that were binding him, and he just picked up a big steel bar that he found and started killing all the guards by smashing them to death. Then he jumped up on the terrace of the nearest mansion and with his tail set it on fire. Hanumanji had the perfect body of monkey. You have seen how monkeys jump from one rooftop to another when we were in Vrindavan. Hanumanji was jumping from one rooftop to another. And he was going in order of the majestic significance of each mansion.
He was going to Ravana's generals, his prime ministers, his greatest political allies, and he was jumping from roof to roof effortlessly. He was in bliss, and every house flames soaring to the sky. Then he came to Ravana's mansion and lit it on fire. He was dancing like anything on Ravana's mansion. He went to every building of Lanka except Vibhishan's. Then he stood on a very, very tall tower and looked down, and he saw the entire city burning. It was burning. So hot, so uproariously, that all that could be heard was screaming. A major part of the population of Sri Lanka was burnt to death. People were running, they were in total confusion, they were in chaos. And these big, beautiful mansions, made out of gold, silver, precious metals, diamonds, rubies, and everything else, they all just melted into liquid and were just flowing down the streets. Within a matter of only minutes, the entire city of Lanka was nothing but ashes. Shri Hanumanji ki! As Hanuman was looking down and seeing all this, a thought came to his mind. What about Sita? Sita's in that fire. I may have killed Sita. Every part of my mission was a success. But if Sita is harmed, then it's better if I never even came here. He started to reflect in his mind as tears were flowing from his eyes. If Sita is no longer alive, then Ram will die of separation. Then Lakshman will die of separation. Then Bharat will die of separation. Then Shatrughna will die of separation. Then practically everyone in Ayodhya will die of separation. And I will be the cause of the extinction of the whole race. And throughout the world there will be nothing but crying and weeping. But then he was thinking, I'm seeing many auspicious omens in the environment. Now, in previous ages, auspicious omens told very, very accurately what the status of the environment was. But then he was thinking that Sita gave me the benediction that I would feel no heat in my tail when it was burning with fire. So certainly, fire cannot harm Sita. Then some of the celestial chanaras, they started singing a beautiful song to Hanumanji, that Sita is very protected and very happy and proud to see the wonderful service of Sri Hanuman. Then Hanumanji came to the Ashoka Grove, where just around Sita everything was untouched by the fire. He bowed to Sita's lotus feet, and she blessed him. She said, "Please stay with me for one day. You are Ram's devotee. I cannot bear the separation from you. When you see Ram, just to make sure he's convinced that you met me, tell him this particular story that no one but me knows." Sita blessed Hanumanji, and then he jumped in the ocean and put his tail out from the fire, and then he returned to the ocean side, on the other side. And when he came close to where Sugriva, Jambavan, Angada, and the others were waiting, he screamed, victory cry. And when the monkeys heard this, they started dancing. Hanuman has returned. He is victorious. Now, before Hanuman left, he told them, you eat fruits, you eat nicely, but do not leave this place. And the reason why he said this is if they would have gone back to Kishkinda to be with Ram, then Hanuman, he knew he would be victorious in finding Sita. He would have to go back and he would get all the credit himself. But he wanted to tell all of them first so that they would all go back together and Ram would give them all credit. And they would all have the joy of explaining the report to Ram of their victory. This is the selflessness of a devotee. Even when a devotee does something wonderful, he does not want to enjoy the credit for himself. He wants to give the credit that belongs to him. He wants to give it to others to enjoy. Devotees never like to take credit. They like to give credit. Even if you do something wonderful, oh, it is only because of the love and the blessings and the support of the Vaishnavas they get all the credit. It is only by the mercy of my guru he gets all the credit. And then Hanumanji gave him a full report, and they were just jumping and jumping and dancing. It was a big festival. Let's go tell Ram. They returned to Kishkinda Kshetra. There they went to Sugriva's favorite garden called Madhuban. This place is still there. And there to celebrate the wonderful victory of Hanuman finding Sita and burning Lanka, they all began to jump and to dance. And they were just having a wonderful, wonderful party and festival. And they destroyed the whole garden in the process, and Sugriva became very angry. But because Hanuman did such good work, he forgave him. And then Hanuman, he gave Ram the jewel from the head of Sita. And when Ram saw that jewel, he looked at it as if he was looking at Sita's lovely face. And he pressed it to his heart and began to cry. And when Hanumanji wanted to tell him one story that Sita told him, that when you were living in Chitrakoot, you were sitting on a stone together, and a crow started to claw with his beak and his claws on Sita's body. And although the two of you were resting and sleeping, it woke her up and she found that she was bleeding. And he kept doing this again and again and again. And when you woke up, you saw blood was flowing. You asked Sita, who has done this to you? This person is digging his grave. And then you saw the crow, who was Jayant, the son of Indra. And very angry, you took a piece of kushu grass that you were laying on and invoked a mantra to make it into a celestial missile, and you threw it at this wretched crow. The crow flew away, trying to save his life. He went to Indraloka, Brahmaloka, Shivaloka, all the lokas, and they all said, we cannot help you. Then he came back and surrendered at the lotus feet of Sri Ram. And Ram, with the permission of Sita, forgave him, but said, when I throw a weapon, it must have some effect. So it pierced his right eye and blinded him. But in the process, the crow became purified. When Ram heard this story, an intimate story that no one knew except him, Sita, and Jayant, he was in bliss. And when he heard how he pacified Sita's heart. Ram became so much overwhelmed with affection. He said, Hanumanji, you are a real servant. You not only executed the mission, but you did so much more. I am so obliged to you. Ram was glorifying Hanumanji as if he had five mouths. And he said, Hanuman, for what you have given me, I have nothing to repay you. I'm a recluse with no possessions, living in exile in the Dandakaranya forest. And now here I am in Kishkindha. I feel my heart breaking in pain that I could not give you anything in return for your service. There's only one thing I have that I can give you, that with exclusive love and affection for you as my devotee, that I will embrace you. Then Lord Sri Ramchandra, with tears of love in his eyes and ecstasy of affection for his devotee, causing all of his limbs to tremble, Lord Sri Ramchandra embraced the body of Hanumanji to his chest.
There's a beautiful, wonderful picture, sometimes often murtis made, of this wonderful, wonderful pastime. When Ram, so grateful and so conquered by the love of the service of Hanuman, he embraced him. And as they embraced each other, they were both completely struck with the ecstasy of love. It is true that the devotee of the Lord is the heart and soul of the Lord, just as the Lord is the heart and soul of his devotee. Most warriors, they would have taken a bunch of jewels and gold and everything with them. He didn't take anything, because he didn't want anything. He found the ultimate treasure of all of his hopes when Sri Ramchandra was pleased with his service. And when the Supreme Lord Sri Ram offered him the boon of liberation, Hanumanji, with folded hands, he prayed, "My Lord, I do not want mukti, because in that state I may forget that you are my master and I am your servant." Because Hanuman, who is the very emblem of devotion, was willing to tolerate all difficulties, was willing to risk his life simply for the pleasure of Ram and Sita, he didn't even ever think or consider what could be done or what couldn't be done. He knew, because I am Ram's servant doing Ram's will, Ram can do anything through me or anyone he so desires. That power of bhakti alone purchases Krishna, purchases Ram. It is only through such bhakti, Krishna says in Gita, that we can know him as he is. The culmination of Hanumanji's life was that moment when Ram embraced him with love. And as he embraced him, Ram told Hanuman that you are my life and soul. See, Hanumanji, there are wonderful many stories. Of course, it is very significant that during the battle of Kurukshetra, the chariot that Krishna was driving, he personally arranged for Hanuman to be on his flag. Because he knew, wherever there is Hanuman, there is sure to be victory. And the Lord loves to glorify his devotee.
In his previous incarnation as Ram, Hanuman sacrificed so much in the surrender of the Lord that even in the original form of Sri Krishna, as he expanded himself onto the battlefield of Kurukshetra, explained that he wanted to glorify his devotee. So he put his devotee over his own head, Hanumanji, as the flag on his standard. And it is said at a certain point in the battle of Kurukshetra, Hanuman was not allowed to fight. He was only meant to be on the flag. But when things were very difficult and the Kurus were overcoming Hanuman from the flag, he roared. And the Kurus just lost all of their powers. So Hanumanji is the eternal servant of the Lord. In fact, before Sri Ramchandra left this world, after Sita entered into the earth at Valmiki Muni's ashram, Hanumanji was praying that he do not leave. And Sri Ram gave him the benediction that you will always remain in this world. Wherever anyone is chanting my name, you should be there to protect him. And there are so many stories, even to this day, of how anyone who sincerely chants the name of Sri Ram receives the divine protection of Hanumanji.